Howdy, regulars. This is Regular Dispatch number 17. It's May 21st, 2020. I'm reading directly from a 321 Thursday email sent to his list by James Clear from jamesclear.com. Three ideas from me. One, knowledge is the compound interest of curiosity. Two, a practical definition of opportunity cost. If you spend too much time working on good things, then you don't have much time left to work on great things. Understanding opportunity cost means eliminating good uses of time, and that's what makes it hard. Three, there are three primary drivers of results in life. One, your luck or randomness. Two, your strategy or choices. Three, your actions and habits. Only two of the three are under your control. But if you master those two, you can improve the odds that luck will work for you rather than against you. Two quotes from others. The first is a poet Yahya Labbabidi on the power of listening. A good listener is one who helps us overhear ourselves. Two, author Michael Lewis on the stories we tell ourselves. As I've gotten older, I would say, starting in my mid to late 20s, I could not help but notice the effect on people of the stories they told about themselves. If you listen to people, if you just sit and listen, you'll find that there are patterns in the way they talk about themselves. There's the kind of person who is always the victim in any story that they tell, always on the receiving end of some injustice. There's the person who's always kind of the hero of the story, every story they tell. There's the smart person. They delivered the clever put down there. There are lots of versions of this, and you've got to be very careful about how you tell these stories because it starts to become you. You are, in the way you craft your narrative, kind of crafting your character. And so I did at some point decide I'm going to adopt self-consciously as my narrative that I'm the happiest person anybody knows. And it is amazing how happy-inducing it is. And apparently Michael Lewis uttered this talking to Tim Ferriss, which is not a big surprise. And then the last section is one question for you. Simple question to find work you love. What do you enjoy refining? It's the areas you can't help yourself from editing and optimizing where you have a long-term advantage. That's it. That's 100% of the email. Pretty useful, pretty simple. I would imagine over a long period of time, he's been collecting these questions and quotes and aphorisms or aphorisms, I guess. And it's nice editing. It's nice and simple stuff. I wish that everybody that I enjoy talking to around the regulars and otherwise had their own little weekly email digest. I would subscribe to more. I wish everybody was following Austin Kleon's Show Your Work, sharing what they're up to, what they're learning, what they don't know, what questions they have. It's really simple stuff. You don't need a huge audience. You certainly don't need a huge audience to change your own life. You can change your own life with an audience of three, with an audience of one. If you just treat it as your own personal scrapbook and journal that you happen to be dropping off into public view, that's useful enough. If you could go back and see your own trail a little better, zip through the tags that you've attached to your own notes and scraps. That would be useful enough. Then if you just have a tiny, modest, simple audience composed of people you already know, it's interesting. You might share something about an album you just listened to or a book you just read or a talk you just watched or anything. And maybe one of those people hands it to somebody else who hands it to somebody else. And you just never know where those connections might go. And it's interesting to think about. Thinking back over these 16 prior, this number 17 dispatches, the topics that I've just touched on here as I'm barely beginning to even pretend to be doing this sort of thing. But Julian Simon talking about what wealth really is, a store of knowledge, and what the ultimate resource really is. Our ingenuity and imagination, and what the break is. The break on progress is our lack of imagination, is the ceiling we place on ourselves. And so it's hopeful to imagine if you just look out and think about what an untapped resource we have between the ears of each of us. And simple things like writing is thinking. And if you just, you might think you have a clear set of ideas around some topic, any topic. Well, go write them down. Is it clear? Read it back. Does it make sense? If it does make sense, share it with somebody else and see if they can help you make it better. See if they can poke holes in it. See if they can point you at a new direction. See if they can affirm and refine what it is that you're saying. Writing is thinking. And we have all these tools now to share those things, and they freely distribute. So things like Airbnb are, you know, as a service, lowering transaction cost, search and information, decision, negotiating, policing and enforcing related to more fully utilizing homes, places. There's a whole bunch of Airbnb of this, that, and the other. U-Ship here in Austin, trying to make sure every truck trailer is full as it's moving around and making that easier. All really cool. Capacity utilization. But what is the underutilized capacity in each of our minds? And then as we collaboratively stitch those together, the unused capacity there is immense. It's just gigantically immense. We already have all the tools to radically alter that math. All we have to do is start. And it doesn't have to have a good design. It doesn't have to look pretty. Write it down. Get that in a position where you can share it. Or in this case, record it, share it with a few people, and let's see where that all goes. I was talking to the buddy of mine this week, and we were talking about ideas and ideas for often for businesses or companies or projects, and that we don't always, you know, pursue them, and what a gulf that is, and what a shame that is. And we're kind of using a couple analogies from simple, you know, game from gaming. The game of Breakout, where you got a paddle and a ball descends from a row of bricks, and your job is to get the paddle underneath the ball and send it back to the top of the screen to knock down a brick. And the breakout moment is open a way to get to the top. There's an empty space above these rows of bricks. And now you do the work, you get it, you do the right little moves, and then you get to sit back and just wait while tons of bricks are destroyed above. In a tower defense game, you start out with nothing. You complete certain simple quests. You have to get started with nothing, fighting sort of easier enemies. And you start to acquire assets, and you can build things and get help and allies. And he and I both contend to study things extensively, perhaps overextensively. And the point, I think, is that you got to be careful that what you don't end up doing is spending all your time reading the manuals on these video games and learning all the cheat codes and reading about the history of the game development and reading a lot of fan fiction and watching all the movies that come about from these games. And the one thing you never did, you just never hit play. You never hit play. You never got started. And so, you know, these little tiny going nowhere yet dispatches is just the very littlest beginnings of trying to experiment with stuff like this. And, you know, I'm hoping there's a whole lot more coming, and I've only mentioned this to 3 or 4 people, and the downloads are strangely growing a little bit, like more than the number of people I've told times the number of episodes. So that's interesting, because this isn't going anywhere yet, meaning I'm not even, Fireside makes it easy to push this to iTunes and Spotify. None of that's happening yet. There's no reason for people to keep listening. So if you are, I appreciate it. We'll just see. Little bitty moves, trying to press play. I appreciate James Clear's example. The guy wrote a great book. He's got a big blog, blog with lots of big posts and does lots of cool stuff. But there's also distinct real value in this nice, short, simple email that he sends every week. Thanks, y'all.